Hey, what's up?
Hello, how are you doing?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I'm from Opinion Research. We're actually conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your thoughts? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other?
That is a great question. I guess as a teacher, I should say education.
Education, thank you. And what's the most important or pressing global environmental issue, like fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming?
All of them. Can I do all of the above?
just one here. Wetlands or overpopulation.
How about the mining up north?
Yeah, can we do that?
Which one?
Mining up north.
Okay. Let me see.
Wrecking
here.
The boundary waters.
Water pollution, maybe?
Okay, thank you. And what's the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, mining, protect wetlands, forest management, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, or landfill space?
I guess we'll do mining on that one, too. I don't understand the difference between those two. Was one the world and the other the
yes.
Minnesota?
Uh-huh. Yes,
got
ma'am.
It. Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor.
Thank you. Forest products, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Forest products? You mean?
Yes,
what you,
forest products.
Tell me what you mean by logging?
This is a Minnesota industry, yeah.
Okay. I think that one's like mediocre. Yeah, the medium one.
Okay. And what about electric utilities? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And how about mining? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Shitty. I mean, poor.
Okay. Poor. how about refining? Is that poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Refining, like a refinery? Ooh,
yes, ma'am.
I would say fair.
Thank you. And what about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Moving to the next set, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess I don't know. Can I say I don't know?
Okay. Now, county land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
County land department?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they perform. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
What about
excellent,
how
good,
they perform?
Just fair, or poor? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's like, thank you very much. And what about forest and timber industries?
Good.
And U.S. Forest Service?
Excellent. As opposed to Minnesota?
Yeah, like the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota. U.S. Forest Service?
Hmm.
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think good on that one also.
Thank you. Great. Moving on, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or
very.
Not important at all? Very important, right?
Very. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industries will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
In the same area, I would say similar, so same.
Same, right. Okay, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no? No, right?
No.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
That are, say that one more time, that are on government lands that's not a park?
Let me repeat that. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily from growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
To have additional land for use for paper?
Sure, I'll repeat that. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily or growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Like specifically set aside land for logging.
As opposed to using forest.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be the same land or additional different land?
It would be like set aside by the government for wilderness and recreationers. But do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested mm-hmm. for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood, chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
We're almost done. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota's state economy, a significant component of Minnesota's state economy, or a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Significant, right. Okay, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economy and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment using either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Oh, support.
Thank you very much. We're at 73%. This will be the last set. Then we'll be done with like five or more questions. That'll be like from your household, okay? So I'm going to list several opponents of the program. And after each, please just tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, okay? So create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What's the highest level of education you've completed? High school or less? Technical or grade school? Some college graduate, or graduate degree?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, right?
So, yeah, graduate degree.
Thank you very much. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural? Rural.
It is city.
City, right. Okay. Is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, 75 to 99, or 100 plus?
Prefer not to answer that one.
Okay, don't worry, ma'am. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative? Liberal.
Moderate.
Moderate? Okay. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government?
Education.
Education, right. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you very much. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Excellent.
Be blessed, okay? Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Likewise, good night. Bye-bye.